Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. Got a question for you. You think the economy is going to turn around? Well, I think we got some dark days to go through before it does, but we need to work to that end. But I'm going to bring you some very disturbing news. Record strikes in the country. We're going to talk about where this is headed, what it means, and how Bill Clinton actually talked about this back in 1992. Hey, I ask you to do a couple things when you come here. I know we're having trouble with our subscribers being dropped and so forth. Hey, resubscribe, please do that. And then if you're new, please subscribe because it improves our algorithm. We've had a down day for attendance, and I think a lot of it's related to the problems we're having with subscriptions. I think it's carried over now into other areas. So today I had a situation where I had more comments than views for a while. So there seems to be some real technical issues there going on, but help us out by sharing and also by subscribing if you've not done so. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. Very best ever in protecting people's assets, retirement, bank accounts, you name it. And I want you to do what I have done. I'm a five-year customer of Noble Gold. I just completed another deal with them 2 weeks ago, and I'm imploring you to not leave the lion's share of your money in the bank. Don't leave any retirement with the bank, because under Dodd-Frank 2010, they can steal it, and they will, as the banks have trouble. 70% of the regional banks are in trouble. We don't know about the big ones because they lie, and the Federal Reserve lies for them. They don't want the public to lose confidence in the big banks. But the reality is they're in trouble too, or they wouldn't be hassling people for why are you using that money? What are you using it for? Why are you taking it out? And they're not even near the CTR requirements for mandatory report to the IRS for, what is that, $9,999? And they're not even structuring where you can get around the law by a little bit less, and that's illegal too. They're not, it's not even the question of that nonsense. It's a question of whether or not that's your money. And the answer is no, it isn't. So you need to take it back. You need to diversify, and you need to get your retirement out of the bank and let you control it. Noble Gold can teach you. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com, and I'll send you a free information packet electronically. And if you feel the urgency of the hour, call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. All right, before we get into this issue about the strikes, I think it's really important that we actually have a real discussion about the inflation rate. And I've looked at it. I've taken some of the top indicators, most commonly eaten foods, gasoline, price of cars, mortgages, rent, stuff you can't escape. And you know what I found? The inflation rate is over 25%. And in some of these critical areas, it's 30%. It ain't no 3.5. And anyone who shops knows that's a damn lie. And this government does nothing but lie about their lies. They're never going to give you the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the truth of the matter. Right now in America, we're seeing people go on strike in record numbers. And why are we seeing it? Well, it's really simple. They can't keep up with this hyperinflation. And it is now hyperinflation. Now, is it going to really explode and go to triple digits? It very well could. But let's just assume right now it stays constant. People can't keep up. There's 82% have reported that they're dipping into their savings. Okay. Over 75% are making credit card purchases for essentials that they should not be using their credit cards for, but they don't have much choice because of what this government's energy policies have been and what it's done to the price of everything else. Because when you cause the price of energy to go up, shipping, commodities, hard products, food, doesn't matter, it all escalates as well. And what we're seeing now are people in Vegas, what is it, the culinary, the casinos, they're really close to going on strike today. Portland, I forget how many teachers it is, 5,000, 4,000, 5,000 teachers. They have gone on strike. This affects almost 50,000 students. Although what they're teaching in Oregon, you can graduate, but you don't have to know math. You don't have to be able to read. You don't have to be able to write. But nonetheless, you think the kids might be picking up some skills. Okay, and then we look at CVS and Walgreens and the problems there. Pharmacists are beginning to go on strike. Nurses are going on strike. In fact, actually, healthcare is going to be totally farmed out. Oh, yes, the wearables. The Wall Street Journal talked about this some time ago. You can wear something and it'll diagnose you. You can be monitored at home. Telehealth. I have that on my insurance, telehealth. And I don't really think I can get into the doctor now. I'm out of town. Okay, just call telehealth. This is where it's going. Now, autos, the auto industry, on strike, record numbers. Entertainers, you know, the screenwriters, the Screen Actors Guild, so they can't take it. And I'll tell you, the Screen Actors Guild has told you really what's going on. Hey, listen, these employers may give in this time because they're not ready for what I'm going to tell you they're going to do. They're not ready. However, and here's the big however, very shortly, you don't like your pay? Well, there's no law that says you have to work here. Unless, of course, you're enslaved in a labor camp under Executive Order 13603, Section 501, 502. But aside from that, we are looking at a situation now where the employers are going to say, please, we want you to leave. And look for working conditions to get increasingly harsh. Now, I'm going to give you a clue. Bill Clinton said, 1992, over three decades ago, that we're going to have to really diversify our schools and they're going to have to teach a lot of stuff and education will be an ongoing thing. And okay. All right. Okay. Now he was a Rhodes Scholar. He wasn't smart enough to stay out of trouble, but he was a Rhodes Scholar and he was right. He said the average American one day will have eight careers. Let's do the math here. Let's say you start becoming gainfully employed at the age of, let's say, 23. Okay, and by the time you get to the present Social Security age, that's 42 years divided by eight. Oh, that's about every five and a half years you're going to be changing jobs. This is what Bill Clinton told, and this is actually part of what he ran on. We need a diverse workforce. We need to constantly do retraining and all that. Okay, all right. You know, I think young people can accept this. I couldn't. There's a point. What are you going to train me to do? Welding? Carpentry? I think I'm a little past that. So this isn't very realistic for a lot of workers. But here's the deal. They want you to quit. Because what do they have in the wings? And I covered it earlier today. They have AI, and I talked about the secret and dangerous power of AI. We're going to have AI armies one day. That's another topic for another day. But right now, we're going to have an AI workforce. We don't need them. They can operate more efficiently than doctors. I talked about earlier today, you have one nurse, one doctor, and the nurse serves as the anesthesiologist, as well as the monitoring and so forth and so on. The equipment self-regulated, all AI monitored, no humans needed. No humans needed. Don't need a nurse. They can deliver a bedpan with a robot just like anybody. It's crazy. What's coming? No one could ever see this happening. And I don't know what jobs you're going to retrain for. So that leaves us with a dilemma. They want you to quit because they're not going to keep matching the price of inflation. You know, right now, what is it? Somebody just negotiated a 21% deal. That's phenomenal. Do you know what the deal is, though? Next year, they'll need another, 25, 30%. No employer is going to pay that. Bye-bye. We got these robots. We don't need you. Now, what's going to be the choice here? Civil unrest? Well, maybe unless they come up with universal basic income. And they'll pay a lot like what you get, when you're on food stamps or, you know, Medicare, which absolutely sucks for most people. Medicare doesn't cover the bills. That's where we're headed. Universal basic income. But here's the other thing I need to ask you. Are these people wonderful, caring people that care about humanity? They want to lift people up, share in the fruits of their labor. No. They want to squeeze that turnip until it's dry. And what happens when it's dry? You throw it away. Do you think this may have anything to do with when we see the discussions about smart cities, when we see the discussions on all these other things that are coming? There's not one provision for the elderly or the handicapped. And Bill Gates really doubles down. We spend too much money on the final 15 years of life. Well, thank you, Bill. Thank you. See, not everyone has more money than God like you do. Ladies and gentlemen, this is where we're headed. And you need to take stock of this right now. By the way, something I read, I think it was in the Wall Street Journal a couple of days ago. 75 million Americans are already in need of retraining. Fabian socialism. If you don't put more into the state than you take out, bye-bye. What does bye-bye mean? We send you to Easter Island, or we send you to your maker? We'll see you back here next time. God bless. Thanks for joining us.